RLRD 7-2409. They just came out of executive session. Hello?
No, you stay here. I'll bring a car around.
Oh, it's downhill.
We've got to have how we're going to determine things. And basically, since Gene and I are appointed, we follow the Lake District election law. And this is how the votes are going to be determined, who gets what. The top voter vote getter will get the 3-year seat. That's pretty easy. The second vote getter will get the 2-year term. The third vote getter will get the 1-year term unless, because that seat is a year-round resident seat, so we have to fill it with a year-round resident. If we've only got one person who's running who's seasonal, and that's Kathy Hock. If Kathy is the third, is the lowest vote getter.
The second lowest vote getter.
And we'll say Dick is the
second highest vote getter.
They have to trade. Dick would then become the 1-year person because
in the residency.
Because he's year round. And Kathy would move up to the second seat. I know it's very complicated.
Because she's not eligible to.
We're going to write this out. Remind me to write it out before I leave.
And it's going to be at the polling place.
Yes. We'll leave it. The polling place is right here. Okay. All right. I know it's confusing, but we'll have it all scripted out. Okay. We need to approve the agenda as presented.
I have a small thing that I'd like to fling into new business about board education.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, just, so it's there. Board education.
Board of education.
Board education.
In other words,
board education.
Right. To a teacher in service.
To
me, board education.
Okay.
Under new business.
Yes.
All right. Anybody else need to come down there?
I didn't hear it. I would need another time for my agenda.
Okay. All right. Then I need a motion to accept the agenda as amended.
Aye.
Second?
Aye.
All in favor?
Aye.
Minutes. We need to approve the minutes of July.
I have a question in the minutes. I would like on page 3, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, I would like the 7th paragraph, let me tell you that I don't understand it. Discuss James Hock concern over Trail 5 backlot docks. Got that. Dave made a motion not to allow any additional docks or lifts on the east side. And then, no additional docks to be constructed on Trail 5. I made that second. And I believe that's the motion. The motion was carried. The letter be sent. It's confusing whether or not it's additional docs or lifts or just additional docs. And I believe it is additional docs.
It was intended to be both.
I understand that.
It was.
I don't believe that's what the motion was.
Okay. I spoke with Mr. Hack today.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Hack, we spoke, and you don't have a problem with if there was a one more lift put down at the end. Am I right? But you didn't want any additional docs. And then one doc.
Dave, I want to see the proposal in writing first.
Okay, that's fine.
Before I make a commitment on that.
Okay.
Because you know how
because
I
there's
feel
no proposal. There's no proposal or no application has been put out for an additional lift. That was just in conversations that I had with
okay.
people
myself. Okay. Very possible, but I don't want to make that commitment okay. until I see everything.
Right. But there's been no request made.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Good.
All right.
Brought up a question.
Yes, bring up your question.
My question is it says there was a motion for docks or lifts, and then there's an additional, no additional docks that I made the second. I just question what it is.
It's two parts. No, to not allow any additional docks or lifts on the east side, and no additional docks constructed. This was further up. But this was on the east side portion here, and that no additional docks is on the west side. I think it was made as west side. Because we were looking at that space on the west side instead of this.
No additional docks toward the west.
So there was no additional docks on the east, and this should probably be no additional docks construction on west.
or do we just take that out, that there's no additional docks or lifts on...
Or just take out the no additional docks, because we've already said Dave made a motion to not allow any additional docks or lifts on the east side.
Just take out of the east side. It's a right-of-way.
No additional docks or lifts to be constructed on Trail 5. So you would take out the east, no additional docks. So it would read, Dave made a motion to not allow any additional docks or lifts to be constructed on Trail 5. Dick made the second.
If that's what we voted on, that is much clearer that way. So, if that's it, that's fine.
So, then the correction to the minutes is that we're taking out the words on the east side, no additional docks, two. Those words are being struck from the minutes. And it will read, Dave made the motion to not allow any additional docks or lifts to be constructed on Trail 5. Got that, Rhonda?
Yes, I do.
Okay,
so we have a motion to accept the minutes as amended.
I'll make a motion to accept the minutes.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
Okay, thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
All right, we have two requests. Jaros.
Okay, Mr. Jaros, he wants to put, I have just one front here, basically. He wants to put a platform just to put his sailboats on. Half of it's going to be on land that's 10 by 12, and only actually like 7 foot, it'll be out to the water. And it's on his frontage, and it's between a jet ski lift and another boat lift over here, and there's no problem whatsoever with that.
Where is this? Where trail? What?
This is Tate Road. It's his own personal frontage.
So he's a front lot.
Oh, yeah, he's a front lot.
Oh, okay.
That's what I was getting at. This is a front lot property.
This is his jet ski lift, and this is his other dock. All he actually, it's just for his wife. She can pull up her canoes and just put them on.
Okay.
So only like 7 foot to be stick it. I'd like to make a motion and we accept this.
I'll second that motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. And I'll fill my vote in with the name of four. Okay, now, how do you pronounce the next name?
Dan J. Mike. Mike. Oh, Peter. Yeah, I was just...
How do you pronounce your last name?
Gange.
Gange, okay.
Okay, Mike, he's on a community deck on Weiser Drive at the end, and he wants to put a lift in. And I went down there, I was down there actually yesterday, I went down there and looked at it, and I went down there again today with Mike. And there's a lift on the other side, just opposite where he's going to be putting his in, back to his left. And I see no problem at all, you know, with him having a lift put in. It's on a community deck, but the lift is going to have to just go out at a 30-degree angle.
Does it interfere with anybody's...
No, it would interfere with...
How many people are out on that?
Actually, there's one boat that goes in behind Mike, and the break wall on the other side, you know, on the one side, I think it's the south side, it's caved in, and really there's no one else that's shooting behind the boat that's behind Mike.
I think we better have the permission of all the community dock members before we allow something new. So could we get something in writing?
Actually, this would be a pre-proposal due to the fact that Mike is in the process of selling his property, okay? And the new owner, and Mike told me that people at the community dock would be willing, if there was a problem with it, they would be willing to switch spots on the dock so that they could put a lift in. But I have no problem with it.
Do we have a community dock agreement for that dock? Is there one on file?
Yes.
Again, I don't want to set precedent. I want to make sure that everybody on that community dock is okay with things. We've done that too often. We've just said...
I agree with that.
Okay, so then we'll just table this until August 7th?
Yes.
Is it amended to there? Is it amended to there?
There is a lift on the other side of the dock. There is a lift already there. So... We'll have to go through the process then. We'll have to wait till August 7th. And if you could get permission from the rest of the DAC members or the president, have them write a letter and give it to Rhonda, and then we'll have to bring it up here.
Okay.
Okay. You don't want to approve this until we get the letter?
Exactly. Okay. I don't think we should.
No, okay, that's fine.
I mean, if people didn't have a problem when they put the other lift on the other side of town, so I don't think anybody would have a problem with it now.
We have enough people that hate us right now.
Yeah, exactly. So we want to see it in writing with their signatures, please.
All right.
All right, so is there a motion to table it until we get that?
Yes, if it's tabled to August 7th, it still gives time to be able to put a lift in.
Exactly.
Well, then the lift's not going in right now. The new owner would have to apply. He would have to not apply, but he would have to have his license transferred, but Mike is not going to put the lift in.
So is there a motion to table this?
I'll make a motion to table it until August 7th. Until you have the documentation from me.
What it is is my cottage is hinging on the sale. This person who's interested in buying it wants to put a boat lift in the spot where the spot is on community dock. Like I said, this is hinging on a sale with a contract. And it's a cash deal. He'd have to apply for the boat lift any permit anyway, you know. This is just like a pre-approval, so you know, he would be allowed or...
Could we do a pre-approval upon receiving...
Upon his request.
Upon receiving, I mean...
August 7th, we'll approve it based on
the letter from his association.
Right, that's what everybody thought would be best.
Okay.
So you made that motion, Dave? All right, is there a second?
I'll second.
Thank you, Jane. All in favor?
Okay, then there was another one I'd like to add here, Bob Cross. We went over there, I don't know, Dick didn't know, the dock committee went. So, but he wanted to know about cutting down a tree above the 1450. It was above the 1450, but he was a little confused, but it was much higher than the 1450, so we told him to go ahead and do it. And there was a willow tree over by his neighbor's property, and he asked me if he could trim that tree. I said, you have to apply for a permit. And I said, it's in front of your neighbor's property. You have to get permission from your neighbor. But what I heard is he did do a little trimming. So what we need to do is write Mr. Fraz a letter and write and have him get permission. He said that he wasn't getting a satellite. He couldn't get a good satellite you, you know, so that's why you did it. But the thing of it is, though, is I can't make sure that it was okay with his neighbor, and I really need to go over there and check the tree.
Yeah. We can't have people trimming those trees.
No, the application wasn't put in. Okay.
So you're going to take care of that?
Yeah, I'll take care of that.
Any more days on that? Okay. Going forward under old business, Brad Coon et al., do you want to say anything, or just that it's been...
We discussed it in executive session with all of the parties, right? So.
And that will be all the parties are seeking legal counsel, and we'll get back together when all the materials are available, correct?
Right. It's decided.
Mr. Swartow? His vote, Doc? His request?
Yes, Swartow.
Swartow? Okay, Mr. Swartow, we, the dock committee went down to the, that was on, it's on a community dock. We were down there, and I asked, you know, Mr. Swartow gave us all the documentation, and I went in the office, Ron and I did a lot of searching for permit for down there, and we could not find a valid license. The only thing that we could find was an agreement that you had made with the previous owners of the dock down there. And I did call Mr. Boas, where he did tell me that he recalled the situation years ago, was more or less, you know, you could warm your sailboat there. But he said that, to his recollection, there was never a license issued for that, and we cannot find it. And I know that people have to go ahead with their right-of-way now. They're working with the one I can't idea, what is that, the
Rat Pack?
The Rat Pack. And I'd like to make a motion, because I couldn't find a license. Rhonda couldn't find a license.
Can I say one?
Sure.
The commissioners, you know, gave you permission 15 years ago, and they didn't say anything about it. It was only good for 15 years.
No, I understand, but it was just more or less like a handshake that you could just warn your boat.
What should I have done? I never heard from the commission again or anything else, you know?
No, I understand, but there was never a license issued.
Boas should have told me.
Well, Boas, I did talk to Dick Boas. I did. I made sure I called him.
And this guy came over, and they should have told him.
It was only, right, there was no application for a license, and there was never a license issued. And I'm just being perfectly honest.
The problem is, you know what the problem is? The guy bought a big boat, you can't get the slip.
No, I understand. No, I understand. I understand. So, but if you had a valid license, then we could, you know, we would never take it away from you. You don't have a valid license.
And I can't apply for one either.
Pardon me?
Can I apply for one?
Can you apply for one?
Yeah.
Right now, I don't know if they would give you a license. I mean, I'm sure you can apply for a license, but I can't say that you can get one because they want to reconstruct their dock.
Yeah,
they want to reconstruct.
Then get me out. It's a new owner, and then saw a boat, it won't fit in. So now I go.
Now, do you hold another back lot license?
Yes.
What is that attached to? It's attached to a back lot property?
Yes. I have two back lots.
All right, but I did all the searching.
That should have nothing to do with it. You know?
Pardon me?
That should have nothing to do with it.
No, it doesn't. But I didn't know. No, I didn't know how many back lot properties you had. You know what I mean? That's why I just asked that question. But I could not find anything. Rhonda, could you find anything when we were searching for as far as a back lot?
An actual license? No.
No, we never.
I did have a number at B449, but
right,
it's somebody else's too. And so I always thought that was my number. You know? And you got the paperwork showing it.
No, I understand, but I did ask Dick Boas, you know, the fellow that he said it was just for mooring your boat. That's all he told me. But it was more or less just to let you use it at that time. And the people did sign that they said they would let you use it for money, but there was never a license applied for, and there was never a license that it was granted.
Well, can I continue to use it?
Well, I can't, you know, I mean, it would be up to the people on that community dock. And, but I mean, as far as issuing a license, if they're going to reconstruct their dock, I know that from what I've heard that they've had a vote 5-1, not in favor of you being on the dock.
There's only four people on
there. Or four people. Well, there's There was one, all those docks are together.
Adjacent.
Yeah, the adjacent dock is with that.
It should have been three of them.
So all the work that he's done is so they can drive the golf carts down, so he can take that away now, right? Because as long as he's not, I mean, that time period is over, apparently. So now he can take that out, so they can go and get the golf carts down through there, right?
I can't tell you what to do with the property. I don't, if it's below the 1450, I can't tell you. If it's above the 1450, you'll have to deal with dollars. If it's below the 1450, you can't touch anything. So I'd like to make a motion. Mr. Schwartz, you know, he does not have a license, and he doesn't, the only way that he could use that dock if he has permission from the people that are on it, but I know that come September, they want to change the dock.
How could you prevent this from happening to somebody else?
Well, if you don't have a license, if you don't.
Yeah, but how do you know? I mean, how did we know that? We went through everything that we thought we should go through, and nobody told us anything different.
I don't know how it happened. I wasn't on the board, and I don't know how it happened. All I know, there was a verbal agreement, and it was, you could use it.
Yeah, but we have the paperwork, so we have the verbal agreement.
My motion is that Mr. Schwartz does not have a license on that community dock. The members there want him to continue just as.
He could be there at the association's will.
Well, at their, right. That's a question.
Okay, is there a second to that motion?
Yeah.
Okay, all right, we've got Dick saying it very quietly, but you more forcefully. All right, all in favor?
He's got our election.
All right, okay, moving along.
Okay, Leonard Silek.
Mr. Silek, is he here? And what is this about?
Mr. Silek, we told Mr. Silek at the last meeting to take his boats out, and he was not gonna.
Oh, Mr. Silek with the dock and now the.
Correct.
Right.
Not 500 square feet, we taped off the dock.
Yes.
Well, Mr. Silek has been using his boat. He's removed the tape. Every time he takes his boat out, he takes it. I'm gonna contact the sheriff.
Okay.
I was gonna do it yesterday, but I'd rather go in front of him and have the board approve it.
Have you?
Contact the sheriff, have him ticket him.
Is that in Canada or Rushford?
Well, it's in Canada, it's on the other side.
Okay, no, it's in Rushford.
Oh, is it Rushford?
Rushford, yeah.
Oh, that is Rushford.
So you better let Mike Brasek know that we are asking the sheriff's for a,
No, we're asking for a ticket.
We're asking for a ticket.
We're asking for a summons.
Right, the boat isn't removed in so many days that they will impound the boat.
Parking ticket for you.
Parking ticket for trespassing.
And he's going to issue that. He has to show up in court. He's not being told do it or not. He's getting a ticket.
That's what we're asking the sheriff.
No, for trespass.
For trespass.
Okay. It's a violation of local ordinance, basically. Okay, do you want our support? Do you want a motion supporting you, Dave?
Yeah, I'd like to make a motion that I'm going to go to the sheriff.
Okay.
And have a ticket issue.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
What's Gene's support?
Gene, did you vote?
Aye.
Turn your ear, Nate.
Okay. All right, I will do that, Gene. Bruce Cox?
Rob.
Oh, Rob, I'm sorry. Tom and Shirley, Rob.
It's in front of you. We sent them a letter about the bad condition of dock was in.
Where's that?
We sent it certified and we responded. Trail one.
Oh, trail one. Okay.
I planned for the repair of dock 125 to replace the leaking barrels under it. This will not be easy with the lake hook.
So we give them until, we're going to have to do it in the fall.
So we give them until a date? Give them a date?
Sure. Well, they're not going to realize they can't do it right now.
Spring.
The next director.
Next spring, Philip.
Yeah. It has to be done by next spring, otherwise we're going to suspend the license.
Well, if they're not then we're going to take that out. Because I don't give that to the one she's going to have. So, we can go to the I guess we would need one by a certain date, if the rules have been changed.
So in the fall, I would give them until, you know, until tax six.
He doesn't have any work, he hasn't even applied for a work permit.
No.
Then we need to see him apply for a work permit right now with his plans and a done date by whatever you think.
All right, so I'll make the motion that...
Mr. Rod... Without haste.
Actually, what we need is...
Is a work, we need a...
Rod needs to send a letter back to Thomas Rob.
And actually send a work order application with it.
With it, and that those, that work order application...
With the request form.
With request form gets filled out.
In haste.
In haste. So, do you want a date?
Yes.
And the repairs be finished by...
I would say November. I mean, November's plenty.
Yeah, but I want the application filled out.
The application filled out within 30 days.
Within 30 days from...
From when you mail it out.
Well, send it certified.
Yeah.
Is it next week?
So it's not 2 weeks.
Yeah. And then you want... After we approve that,
by November 1st,
after we have approved his plans, we want it done by November 1st. Okay?
Read that motion back.
Yeah.
I have that they need to apply for the permit and submit plans within 30 days of receipt of the letter.
Correct. And then the repairs...
The repairs must be made by November 1st.
Once they're approved by...
Is our August meeting then the 21st?
No, it's the 7th.
But there's another one. So 7th, 18th, 21st, 28th.
It's our budget meeting date.
Yes.
Is that the 28th?
Cool. 28th. Can we put...
Last Saturday in August.
Can we make that date by the 28th then so we have it?
What?
Or make it by the 21st and then we have it by the 28th?
What?
The
30th? Oh, okay. All right.
By the 27th of August.
21st
of August.
So change it from 30 days to the 21st.
And then we'll have it by the next meeting. So we'll know by the next meeting.
Exactly.
And can we put that on our old business next meeting? Or 2 weeks from
now? Rhonda, make a note that this should go back on the agenda under old business on the...
For the
21st
or whatever.
27th. Yeah, the last
Saturday
in August.
Yeah. The
last August meeting.
Yeah. All right, do we need a motion?
We've got the motion.
Okay, we did get the motion. All right. Moving on to Bruce.
We need a second.
Oh, okay. You got a second? Okay. Who made the motion?
I'll make that motion. Take a second in it.
All in favor?
All right.
Bruce Cox.
Bruce Cox, he's the one, I believe that's one of the trees. I don't have anything else on that.
This is just old stuff and we don't need to address that.
Yeah, that was about the trees, the grinding and the stumps.
Okay.
Right, he hasn't responded back to that letter about replacing the trees, Matt, but he has something additional in here.
It just came in?
That it just came in.
Problems. Okay, guys, this one looks like this. Take a second to read it.
I did check this out one time, and we found out that there was no infringement on that. But I will check this again. This is the one next to Cox. Why don't, I'd like to make a...
This was received today?
Yeah, I just received it, I didn't see this. Otherwise, I would...
We just received this today, I think we need to table this.
So we can go with this.
Because we should have this 2 weeks of the day.
I would, because I did check this one time when we were out there, they cut the trees, she told me to go over there and check it, I didn't see any problem with the Jasky, but I'll recheck it.
Apparently, both parties had a survey done, maybe Dave, we need to get... From both parties.
So this has been tabled to check out till the 7th.
Okay, tabled until the 7th. All right, can I have a motion for that?
I move that we table this, the information received from Barbara Cobb until August 7th, regarding this jet ski lift, regarding that letter that stated...
To investigate.
To investigate.
Okay, is there a second to that?
Second.
Okay, Dick seconded, all in favor?
Still doesn't address the tree issue though.
Well, the tree issue, I'm gonna check the stumps down there too, I'm gonna go down this check, but when I go there, I'll check them out.
How long would we give them to do those stumps?
I can't, I think it's August or something.
Anna Mahan?
Okay, that was the one I drew that was next to Brad Poon's property where all the debris was down there, remember by the right of way?
This is what we discussed.
So I'm gonna put that, if that could be put on our next inspection, Rhonda.
Anna Mahan, she's now owned by Brad, there's a whole bunch of everything, including the debris that were towed into the lake.
Right, they sent a letter.
Yeah.
Also, yeah, it's in there, they're addressing it now.
The gray water?
No.
Did we hear about that gray water line that's...
No, we haven't heard anything about it.
Did we get the receipt back from that letter?
Yeah, he's responding.
Mahan.
Oh, this is the same person. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, there was a pipe going through there.
This is her son, Michael, and she wrote the letter.
Issues in a present tense and only with the property owners.
So if Trail 5 comes to us, we deal with Trail 5 the day they come. And I don't like the fact that we agreed that we were going to future something that said no dock and no lift is going to be built when we really didn't have a study. And quite frankly, somebody that's not a stakeholder in Trail 5 had issue with. So, number one, I would like to rescind, to make a motion to rescind what we did last week, saying that no docks and no lifts can be put on Trail 5, and only deal with that issue when Trail 5 comes to us and we look at the property owner and we decide what it is that they own and if it's appropriate at that time, without constraint.
My only question is, Dick, just let me ask a question.
Okay.
Didn't we do that because there was an infringement on a lakefront owner's waterfront?
I don't know. Did we look at that?
Yes, you did.
Okay. I don't believe that we did. I never saw it. Excuse me. I have never seen a map in front of this board of Trail 5.
I thought, Dave, didn't you go down and investigate that?
But yes. I'm telling you, this board has never seen it. And again, I want to deal with the property stakeholders, and I want to deal with it in present day. And then the same attitude is going to go next to the resolution that my co-director here would like to put on the board about futuring out for permits allowing people to stay on docks. And the problem that I have on that, again, is this futuring. I know that this board does not know what the ramifications are for something like that in every dock on this lake. And I don't want it on the books because I don't know what the ramifications are.
Dick, I just want us to follow the rules.
I understand. But there's a resolution that's coming right up here that's going to say, we're going to allow people to stay on their docks right now until in the future when it sells, and I don't know what the ramification of that is. If there's something specific right now with a landowner, I want us to deal with that landowner on this issue and make a judgment.
That's what we were doing.
No, we weren't. We were dealing with the guy next door. In the future, I never want another dock. That is not a good policy. We are going to deal with the stakeholders of Trail 5 individually when they come to us.
And I think I say shame on you, because what is going to happen when somebody wants to build a dock on your lakefront?
Then I will come to you and I will say, I want you to build a dock on my lakefront.
We need to follow our rules. Right now, lakefront owners have the sole right to the enjoyment, the exclusive lakefront.
Excuse me, so do the owners of right-of-ways.
That's fine, but they've got to stay in their own right-of-way.
Absolutely. And when
they're not. They're infringing.
Excuse me?
That was what the issue was.
I'm sorry. Then are we moving on to Trail 5?
Trail 5 is where the infringement is occurring.
Let's talk with the stakeholders of Trail 5
and have them...
No, he is a next-door neighbor.
But he borders Trail 5.
I don't care. It's not his property. He's the next door people. I want the stakeholder. When I come to you, I'm going to call because I own the property and want to put a dock on it. Not that my next door neighbor is going to come here.
The truth of the matter is Hillcrest Trails owns Trail 5.
Right.
Thank you.
So there's your stakeholder.
So that would have to be the stakeholder. So let's
that
go.
That would have to come in to ask. That's one
so
of those
who are
people.
These,
who are
who
you
are
saying
these people on Trail 5?
They're not the stakeholders in Trail 5. The stakeholders who would have access to the right-of-way based on...
I thought all that was turned over.
But the ownership is still Hillcrest Trails.
So what are their rights on the right-of-way?
To be able to have access to and from their docks.
Okay.
And to and from their deeded property.
So what is different from that from one of the people over in Area G?
On a community dock, they have access to and from their docks. If there's any development or changes in those docks, they have to notify the association if they want to modify.
What association?
the Press Trails, a not-for-profit that owns the...
News to me, then that's fine. Then we, if Hill Press Trails owns it, then they need to come to the board and say, we want to put a dock out there. And I don't want something that's out there in the future from a next-door neighbor saying, you can't put any docks or lifts out there.
Dick, you have done a complete about-face on this.
I know I have. I told you. I thought, I don't care what I agreed with you on. I have rethought this and decided it is not fair, and it's not within my fiduciary duty to accept that, and I want it rescinded. And I would like Dave to make a motion to rescind that motion from last week.
Well, what I'd like to do...
I ask you to rescind that because I think it's wrong.
Okay, what I will do at this time, I will do it this time, but like Kathy said, you're going to Hill Press All Trails to apply for a dock. I'd like to rescind the part with no lift.
No, Dave, I don't want something out there long-term. We'll deal with the people Hill Press when they come to us. I don't... The next-door neighbor does not...
Dave, why are you asking Dave?
Because it's his motion. I want him to rescind the one that he made.
You second.
I understand it. I'm going to say, I told you, I want to rescind what we did because I think it's wrong.
So you made the motion to rescind. Is there a second to that motion?
Dave hasn't made that motion yet. Dick is saying he wants Dave to make that motion. Dave has said...
I'll make a motion to rescind right at this point in time about a lift. If someone wanted to put a lift down there, you know, at this point, and then
why is it that we want to have a regulation on our file that puts a stipulation on something, because now we're going to start this all over the place, and somebody's going to come to the board and say, I want you to say that they can never put another dock over here. That is absolutely rotten policy. It's not on his property.
Because it falls
on their property.
Right now it falls along with the moratorium that we haven't rescinded.
I understand that.
I request, what we really need is a survey. I mean, to see whose property it is, and how far it goes, and, you know, if it is Lake District property or if it is Mr. Hock's property.
Good.
I mean, why should we fight over something we really don't understand?
Then absolutely.
Sure.
I'm telling you, I've never seen a map in front of this board.
Okay, so
why don't... have it surveyed, Dave.
No, we go by the original survey of the subdivision. I've already told you that. It goes back to 1930-34. That's the one the subdivision was done, and that's where the 1450 was, and where their lots go to, where your lots go to.
Do we have a copy of that map on hand?
There's probably one here in the audience.
Does anyone out here have a copy?
Yeah. Well, rather than seeing something rescinded before we know what we're talking about, I suggest that I can't make the motion. I suggest we see the survey first, and then
look at this.
And we can table it until
the next meeting.
Oh, okay.
No problem with that.
All right, so is that your motion?
I'd like to make a motion until we can look at the survey and come up with a...
That we table it.
We don't... We're not going to do anything until the next meeting.
Okay. Is there a second to that?
So we're not doing anything until the next meeting?
Correct. Well, we're going to investigate it.
We're not rescinding a last motion.
Is there a second to that? Then we table everything.
I made the motion.
You made the motion. Is there a second? Is there a second? Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay.
All right. You don't want a second. You brought the issue up.
You go on the work.
Okay, can we move on?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
All right, moving on to dam safety.
Put the resolution in a specific person.
Dave, good job. I know you got the information on dam safety. Would you talk about...
Can we change here? Evidently, we missed something on the agenda, which is a resolution, which is in our packet. It was. It is. I saw it. Unless it's what I printed out, but I believe it's there. It's right there.
Ron, did you nail the resolution?
Here it is. It is here.
What's it attached to?
It was attached to the... Well, oh, you know what?
I printed it out too, but I have a copy.
It was attached to mine. The minutes attached. I printed it.
I didn't get it on the second. I saw it in there.
Sorry, Dave.
going back to the resolution.
Okay, all right. Dick is saying, if I'm understanding this correctly, is this a resolution that we looked at last time that basically said any dock license which was issued to a deed of property owned with the Rushford Lake District prior to the policy adopted on February 24th, 1994, regarding use of district property and or docks license is exempt from the minimum square footage requirement of 500 feet and a septic approval system for the life of the licensee. All other requirements using the district property dock license apply. Applications for repairs can be accepted. Applications for structural change will fall under current guidelines at the time of the application. When the property is sold or transferred, the current license is suspended, and any application for a transfer or a new license for use of district property or dock license will fall under the current guidelines of the application. Instead of making this a blanket, you want to say...
I want to be specific,
specific.
If there's a situation in front of the board.
Okay. There is a situation in front of the board that was brought up to us, and that is Mr. and Mrs. Stephens' property. I do not know the number of the property or the dock number. If you have that information.
That's the new, that would be the
and you're in favor of this
resolution?
We don't feel that our dock should get rid of us. We've had it for 37 years.
But you're in favor of this resolution that gives you the right to keep that permit?
To keep that
until
permit.
Until the property sold.
Absolutely, and keep it in our family.
Okay,
that's
so
the
important the
family. Keep it in your family.
Yeah,
and
not
until
it's sold. Their children will get that. That's where the catch is.
Are they on the deed?
They are not on the deed at this point. I will put them on the deed if I have to.
I think that might get a bit. We're fine with that, but let's do that. Let's
do that. So instead of saying was issued to a deed of property, we're going to say was we're going to say dock license 239, which was issued to Mr. and Mrs. Stephens.
Right.
Actually, we should get their first names
right.
in here.
Right.
Legal first names.
And they're
Who are a deed of property owner within the Rushford Lake District prior. Okay. Everything else changed, and that's how we're going to afford it.
And their heirs.
No.
Let's do that to get them on the
put them on the deed.
Mm-hmm. And they're deeded heirs.
Yeah. Well, see, then you're going back to the perpetuality. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right. What we're saying
is
heirs.
That...
What?
Right. They need to get them on their deeds.
Okay.
Okay. Name them on their deeds.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay, so I have to put the motion on the floor. Is there a second?
Yeah.
All in favor?
Aye.
I want this to be...
Rather, this will be a resolution.
Yes.
Just send a message. That way, if there is somebody else on the floor, just send a message.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. All right. So you got that, correct?
Okay.
And you got that they have to put the heirs on their deed. No, they've got
no, no, no.
to put... Yes.
No, that's okay. They understand that.
They
yes,
understand
it's,
that.
It's out of their request.
Right. It's their responsibility. Okay, now, Dan Safety, and I'm sorry.
2 weeks ago, a salesman came out from the Ball Safety Supplies Company, and we met down at the dam with Tom Thomas and Scott Walter. Scott Palmer wasn't available. And this is about confined space. We have dam operators that have been working in a confined space without the proper safety equipment. And we have quotes here for everything that they need. Basically, I'm going to have Phil Saborski go over this. But the price for is $8,118.95 for the first sheet here for everything that they'll need. And I'm sure that one of these is a crane that would be able to hoist someone up.
My only question is, and actually I'm going to press it down to Bill Zabel too, is do we need to get more than one quote?
I think it's a quote that, what is it, $5,000?
$5,000, okay. Well, we'll have to get other quotes.
Because this is over $5,000, that's
total. Why am I getting the wrong thing?
Well, if you look at it, each one of these is total items. This is not
okay.
This is the total at the bottom. Each one of these, you add them, you've got to add all those up.
Well, anyway, right now, we are responsible. This board is responsible. If our dam operators go in there and there is a problem, we are totally responsible.
I'm not saying we should do it. I'm saying, under the law, do we have to have a second quote?
No, yes, we do. I'm sure we will. But what I'd like to do is turn this over to Bill Saborsky, since he's going to be working with the dam, and see if he could get, you know, two other companies. He would probably know more than OSHA gave me this company.
Oh.
Okay? And I didn't tell him where we were located because I didn't want to be cited for anything, so they have no clue who we are. And they would come out here, and this would be an additional $1,250. They would come out here, right to Rushford on site, and they would give up to 15 students, which we only have four operators. Three operators, and one fills in with some construction work. But for $1,250, they would give them the safety class out here. It would be an $8 class, and they would be totally trained. But unless we could maybe build a better price.
So what we're requesting is that we get a quote for the training.
The training and the supplies.
And the supplies.
And make sure.
And we're doing that, yeah, we're getting that quote because under the law, we have to have competitive quotes.
Exactly. Absolutely.
I think it's just two.
Maybe just two.
And what I would suggest in your motion, that you say that the next quote is not to exceed these totals here.
Well, no, we can't say that. Okay. They come in with their quote, and then we look at them.
But I would like to turn this over to Bill Saborsky, because when I did mention it to him, he did do this.
I just spoke to Korsky. Is there anybody else that will be involved in the dam operations?
No, we have chosen Bill to be our right now until we get our dam committee up and running.
Are we going to give, we want to get this ASAP, so we're going to give Bill some direction on, we want this done by the August 7th meeting?
I don't know if we'd be able to get someone out here that quick, but he can try.
August 28th,
yeah.
By the August 28th meeting?
Yeah, Ronnie, you should have this on your email. If you could email Bill, I'd like to make a motion that you email Bill with proposals here and have him get another.
By August 28th.
And I'm sure that you're going to have to set it up to this. They'll have to come down to the site, whoever he does get. If you could have Bill contact me, I'd be fine.
Okay, go ahead.
This is additional information on dam. While I was attending the conference up in Martha's Vineyard, I had some conversations about our dam money. And so I talked with Don Casero this week, who is our coordinator, and also emailed Bill Saborsky. And the additional paperwork is now been filed. And I have put a push on that we get our money, hopefully, by our budget time. I can't guarantee, but we're working very diligently. So that all that new information that they requested from us was put in this week. And
Sue Jarrell?
I object to the new information.
Okay, not new information, additional information.
We're duplicate.
Duplicate information.
Same stuff you've been putting in all along.
Sue Jarrell's had contact that she was willing to touch base with too. For the you have a Senate contact or something?
Yes, I do. And Assemblyman as well.
So she was going to touch base and just say, hey.
But I need some numbers and information as to where we're at on this so that I can pass that along so the information and then go.
State Senate or
state money, right?
That's what I'm asking. Do we know which state senate and assemblyman so that we can?
It's from the Buffalo area.
So we can address them.
Yeah, I've asked several times for the dates, the times, and the grant designation numbers.
Oh, that's right, because you want the landowners to
give them the date of the
first one was back to 2003.
Okay, so I guess I wanted, if we get that to Sue, then why don't we get it to Maggie also? Because I know she wants landowners to do a letter writing thing.
Have Sue give, and Maggie give Rhonda their email addresses, so she can email.
Rhonda has them.
I can go over it at the meeting tonight.
Yeah, that's, I've been asking for months for the specifics.
Name, rank, and serial numbers, what you're looking for.
Every little bit of pressure adds.
Well, would have been putting pressure on them a long time ago if we had the specifics.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, anything more on the deal?
No, I just wanted to.
Excellent. Thank you for talking to people about the deal. Stewart and Miller dock request?
Okay, actually, Chuck Stewart and myself, the woman from Trail One. Remember I mentioned there was a woman from Trail One?
Right.
That was down in the Cove area? Well, lo and behold, she's just off of Woodside. So she has a Trail One address, but she's actually in our area. So that dock, you know, we're not going to do anything. But she told me that the dock next to them, there hasn't been no one there for 5-6 years. At least, ever since she's been there.
No,
this is down in the Cove. So what I did is we renumbered the docks, and I went home and I looked through all my numbers. And this dock, I looked at the number and it says no license. So I immediately called Rhonda, and I asked Rhonda, and Rhonda told me there's no license for this dock. So we looked it over. There's a very good possibility that you could work two docks in there, okay? But I would like to get Bobby Pomeroy on her. I'm not a dock expert on building, but I want to make sure. And also, if it only does fit one, there is another area on a community dock, okay, in Area G, which where they live, that it does have it. You know, it's an open slip, which the property has been. The land, the house was destroyed about 6 years ago, it was knocked down, and there is a dock that's assigned to that property, and you know about it. It's a back lot community dock, where there's no building or no dwelling whatsoever on it, and they both know. I don't want to mention docks because I don't want to have 100 people, they know about it. And it was,
Did it have a dock? Is this a community dock?
It's not a community dock.
What's the dock association's deal?
The dock, I haven't talked to anyone. I'm just bringing it, this is the first time I've mentioned it. I'm just bringing it to you that there's an open slip, and they know about the open slip. And so there's two openings in that area which could be made, that back ladders could have docks.
And people along that trail. There would be those.
It would be people in that area.
In that area.
So I would like to take the dock committee.
It's not a new building.
Right.
I would like to take the dock committee out there. I would like to, on our next report, I would like to take them out there. I don't know if you can get in a request, both of you or not.
Yeah.
For the both of them, for our next inspections, for our next, I may not be here, like I said, but.
The only thing I would caution you, Dave, I think you need to notify the landowners that because they don't have the 500 square foot building, district will be rescinding their license.
Right, I think we should too.
I think you have to do that. But did he say there's no license?
No,
this one has a license, it just doesn't have a building attached. Correct?
It's assigned to a lot that no longer has a building on it.
Right.
But I thought he said it had no license.
There's another one that they're talking about.
So you have two possibilities. One for possibly three docks. Right, so, but I never would have found it unless I went home. This is the dock here.
But with the person whose place burned, Dave, they should be given the chance.
Oh, no, that didn't burn down. No, it didn't burn down.
Oh, this is one.
The building?
Is this the note?
You said they had a building in the corner?
No.
The building was torn down over 5 years ago.
Yes. Okay, here's the information on it.
Which one is that, Dave, that you've got the information on?
We just need to double check.
Okay, this is the woman's name that owns the property.
It was torn down.
It was torn down years ago.
Okay.
It's been vacant.
And actually, it was bought at an auction.
It was bought at an auction.
It was bought at an auction. So there's no property there.
But they still ought to be notified.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, because if they bought it at an auction with a dock attached, they need to know that and follow the rules.
This is the...
That's the property.
That's the property.
That's the property. So...
Now, what have you got there?
Just pictures of...
That's the one, there could be a double dock down.
Oh, okay, and this is down off what?
Off of Lake Shore Drive, it's in a circle that was previously owned, but then the house foreclosed, and I think someone else bought it, or I don't know the whole history on it.
It's a big issue to get the complete history of what's happening.
Right, Dave?
Yeah.
It's also just a sketch here.
Pardon me?
What happened to the Reed request, is Reed was on this, was originally this...
Reed is for Trail One, you want to put a dock out there.
Thanks.
Yeah, because remember because you didn't want anyone from Area G going to Area...
Right.
So, Reed never followed through, I have not heard.
That's my question, did Reed follow through?
Harvey?
No.
Charlie and Michelle Miller?
Michelle Miller.
There's more paperwork in front of you.
Oh, okay.
That's the proposed...
This is the proposal, the fitting that...
And this is in this space here?
That would be the proposal, fitting that space there. And actually, under this walkway, under this, there's like a little walk here, but it's all washed out.
It would be one slip per that lot.
You could make it into two.
Conceivably, you could make...
You could probably make it into...
You could make two, but it would be one slip per each back lot.
Yeah, one slip per each back lot.
We're making it a two-slip dock, but one slip is designated to one person and one slip...
And I think we're going to have to limit both size. In fact, we may actually have sometime...
Well, you'd have to look at the area to see, they may not be able to, you'd have to look to see what the finish...
Well, what they proposed is a 16-foot wide walkway, and so it looks like...
16-foot long.
16-foot long, but if you put a boat lift in here, are we saying that, are we putting a 21-foot boat then, if you're over?
I don't know what size.
They would be motorboats, but it would be on an 8-foot wide lift, boat lift.
Length, I'm looking at length, and you're out. This says 16 feet.
Well, that's just the walkway there, I didn't want to extend, I could extend 20.
Well, with a 16-foot walkway, you couldn't put in here a 25-foot pontoon boat.
Oh, no, this wouldn't be for pontoon, it would be strictly motorboat.
Okay, so it's...
15 years is not my pontoon boat, though, it's like having us.
No.
That's why I'm questioning it, that you're asking just for...
No, I understand, it wouldn't be infringe on any, it would be just, we could even put it in the license that it would accommodate just motorboats, so we don't have to have people worrying about pontoons down the road, it's none of their business.
Okay.
But we could put it in the...
You could put it in there, that the boat limit would be the 21 feet, right?
Right.
So we'll do our research.
Finish your research.
We'll finish our research on...
Yeah, that's fine.
...the docks, and let the board know, let it to the other party, and make sure that they're aware of what's going on, if they have any plans on building, and if they did, we have to give them a time limit.
It's a reconstruction, is what it is.
Because that's what we do.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a reconstruction. And they're asking for something that's quite 20...
Yeah, and there's a boat that sticks way out here on the other side, on this other,
But again, like I said, we can put a stipulation into that nothing bigger than whatever would fit in there.
Are you going to go up there?
Yes, I'll take the dock, we'll put that on the request, Rhonda, for the next meeting, and the dock, Jill, we'll take a look at.
Or not the biggest.
Should put a formal request, Mr. Stewart, put a formal request in for the next meeting, give it to Rhonda.
Fill out the paperwork.
And we'll get the dock to be able to look at it.
Okay, all right.
At this point, it was just a...
I understand.
Now give us the formal.
And this here, Rhonda, I'm going to give this to you, and you could notify...
And guys, we're sure that those two spaces...
We haven't voted on it yet.
Right.
All we're doing is allowing them to put a formal request in.
And we're going to do the research.
And we will continue our due diligence before we approve their request.
The only thing I can say is that when I renumbered it, and then I checked with Rhonda last year, there was no license written in my book.
You don't want any screw-ups?
But I called Rhonda, and Rhonda, you looked up that number, 109, was it? I can't remember the number, Chuck.
It was 109, or the old number, I think, was 288.
All right. But we will find out. This here.
Okay, Timberland Trail.
Timberland Trail, Mr. Dave Glean, he went out there, and Bill Woodcock was there, James Kay, I don't know if there's any other members, I can't remember, or, and Joe DiNunzio, I believe the neighbor was there. So Dave Glean, he went out there earlier in the day, he did something we've never done at GL there. Mr. Kay's put an application in for a 55-foot dock, the length.
45.
Oh, it's 45 foot?
Yeah.
No, on the plans it is 55 feet long. But more out on the original plan. But actually, he was notified, and we did tell them that, you know, right where he had the buoy out there, it really didn't look as bad as we thought it was going to look.
From the shore out, it was 50 feet.
Pardon me?
From the shore out, it was 50 feet.
From the shore out, it was 50 feet, right. And we told him he couldn't go, well, no long, I mean, when we were talking at that point in time, we told him that we would not want it to go any longer than 50 foot from shore.
From the shore.
Yeah, from the shoreline. And I know that Mike Holmes, he's on a dock committee, I don't know, as far as I know, Mike was told, you know, he went out there before with the boat and everything, and we looked at it and measured from there. But standing up on the shoreline, and Mr. or Joe, or George was next to us, and he didn't really seem to have a problem because it wasn't going to infringe on his property. You know what I mean? It was going to be all confined within the 25-foot right of way. And my only suggestion is if this is approved, that the way the print shows, it shows the dock going out at an angle, and it would be infringing.
It's going to straight out.
It would have to go straight out with the right of way, you know, the same guidelines, otherwise it would be over infringing on George's property.
So did we go from 45 now back up to 50?
Well, from shore, because it did cut out the 8-foot, there was an 8-foot dock there, an 8-foot platform, so it's actually getting rid of that 8-foot platform. Dave?
The only concern is, on these drawings, his solid platform is out at 1420, the front post. Okay, when they bring that water up and spray some ice on it.
So they can listen to you.
On the drawings is, the front posts are at 1420. They start bringing that water up to 1430 in the spring with ice on it, it's going to take those posts up. 6x6 posts, it's going to snap them like toothpicks. I don't want them coming back on you guys and saying you brought the water up too quick, because it was always brought to the board that the water's brought up to the 1430 and held there. And you're talking probably 4 posts that would be snapped off, wind starts pushing that ice. My only concern to the board to you is that.
Well, this is one thing that we have to get, we have to have corrected, we want the engineers, we need someone basically to stand behind this, because we could, I mean, we can approve it, but the people that are going to be on that dock, they should know that their dock is going to be in danger if that water does come up to the 1430 level with ice on it. So I think that we need an engineer or someone, like, I know James said, I don't know what kind of concrete he was going to put it in the ground, but it was going to be 3 foot down or whatever, but that, I don't think that that would hold. I'm not sure, I'm not an engineer, but we want to make sure that these people are going to be out there rebuilding the dock next year. Okay? So if we could come up with the proper drawing and how it's going to exactly be done, and for someone to stand behind it, I have no problem with it.
I mean, he would have to notify, I would say notify the people that would be on it, they're going to be responsible for it, and let them know that this could happen, and that the board will not be held liable for it.
Right.
Can't there be more of a floating dock and a little less?
Well, it is going to be, it's going to go out, it is going to go out actually just about where it is now.
Yeah, but I mean, the pier's the question.
Why don't they float it earlier? Well, maybe they could float it earlier, that's why I say, maybe if they can come up with something that's going to be more solid and not in the water so far, maybe they can cantilever it or whatever they have to do, and then just put the floater on the end. There's going to be like a 30-foot section, I think, or 25-foot section of floating. I don't know, I don't have the pick to.
I don't have the problem with the length or the, but that's just a concern that I brought to the board.
Right, and it's a big concern. So we would just like to.
Did you have a question?
I did, I thought a couple, few years back, that the policy was already adopted that there was going to be no more big posts like that put in below the 1430?
I think that's what the concern is.
Well, I mean, so why are we even accepting or looking at plans that go down to 1420? I thought we had that policy. If we don't,
I don't think we have any policy.
Are you sure?
No.
We can look.
Well, it's okay, not, but let's put it this way.
It's not in any policies I've found.
If
you
can
I thought that someplace in the minutes that they passed a resolution, you may want to talk with...
I don't know that they...
Because I know it's come up at other meetings.
My recollection is that they established a tolerance level, and it was at the 1430, and said, we, like, are not going to be responsible if you're below the 1430.
Right.
Am I closer on that?
It suggested that anyone between 20 and 30 is subject to damage.
It is at risk.
You can do it at your own risk, not at your responsibility.
Right,
exactly.
But it's not a policy, it's just sort of a statement of saying, James.
Board, we've already agreed that we'd have a 5-foot platform at the bottom, a 45-foot dock, that the dock will run straight out in the middle of the 25-foot right-of-way, with no angling so that it will not encroach on the adjacent properties, and the maximum depth that we're going to go with the pylons would be the 1425 level, which would be 15 foot of water down, and we're going to bring up caissons to protect from ice, and I'll be more than glad to give you a waiver that should be damaged by ice, that it'll be the responsibility of the dock owners, and we will still inform every person that you're going to have to issue a dock license to. So that should take care of all the concerns. We've already gone over all this, so I think we've got all your stars in alignment here. Since this is now the third delay on granting this permit, I think you should grant it tonight.
Dave?
I mean, I'm just trying to help you. I mean, if everyone noticed and you signed off, fine. I'm just worried about, you know, I'm just stating what should happen.
So there's more than just posts in the lake bed?
Yeah.
The plan was for the outermost post, which would be the deepest, to core down about 3 feet to the lake bed. We'll require a DEC permit to go down about 3 feet and come up 3 feet with a cylindrical concrete 18 inches diameter, and we'll use what they call at-grade beams, which is a concrete horizontal post that will connect the concrete post together, so that will be almost an immovable object sunk into the lake bed. It's not going to go anywhere. If the ice gets that high that it attacks the beam up above, they'd still be replaceable from that point upwards. So it's not going to carry anything on the lake bed. It'd be a firm structure underneath it.
I'd like to make a motion that we approve it, and providing that all the people, I know there's two people that are they're going to be on that dock, Bionic and Monsi, and then two others are not determined yet, but they will be back ladders. We'll be back ladders in Area G.
You know that, or they're going to be offered the first and second rights of refusal?
Yeah, they are going to be offered.
The Boniac, we have an understanding that they will be offered the first two slips because they were already there.
I was just concerned that Dave said they were going to be on it. I'm like, well, only...
They both have indicated they are willing to pay one quarter of the construction cost to have those first two slips, and the other two slips are open to people in that area.
And they have a feel for what the construction cost is.
We give them that, so they didn't have any problem with.
And then the other two people, back ladders would be, they would have to share one quarter of the cost, whoever they may be. I don't know who they are. Right. All I know is it's not going to be anyone from my family.
All right, so that's the motion.
So my motion is...
Thank you.
All right,
all in favor?
Aye.
All vote aye. Okay. Motion carried. Kathy abstained. All right, the comprehensive plan, everybody's got a copy of that. Please review this because the night of the budget,
we're doing this.
I'd like to do this.
I didn't know what it was. I got it in the mail.
Okay. Well, we had voted on it several years ago.
Yeah.
Now,
after the commissioners review this,
yes.
They want to add comments.
Yes. Yes.
Things that they should
and change it,
change
or look at it and see if we maybe should reprioritize.
So that we can do some of that comments.
Let's see where we are and let's see where we want to go.
Okay.
Okay, do you have a copy of that available for the public?
Rhonda has copies, I think.
I made one. You can have one, but...
There's something in our packet that's not... All right, so...
Can I just, you intend to discuss this the night of the budget hearing, the comprehensive plan, is that what you said?
Don't we have a regular meeting? Isn't there also a regular meeting?
You do, but I was a little confused, you said it was voted then?
We have voted on this in the past. This is, we accepted this years ago, a couple years ago.
I just don't remember that.
Oh, it's in the minutes.
Okay.
I know we did, because don't you remember, I based this on Allegheny counties, and then I asked the commissioners to prioritize, and you did prioritize, and then we voted on it.
Okay.
Okay. Conflict of interest, who brought this up? I think we're all...
Oh, I brought up the conflict of interest. I said, no, because I know that we have, we're having different problems with possible litigation and that, and I know like there's petitions going around, and I just don't want, you know, anyone from the board to show, you know what I mean, either, you know what I mean, we just have to go with our attorney's advice and everything, but we shouldn't be part of, you know, taking petitions around against our own board, that's all. I mean, you know, or anything like that. I'm not accusing anyone, but I'm just saying that we shouldn't participate in any of this.
Okay, and I think if you look under public officer law, it pretty clearly states everything, and if there's a question, you can write to them. And that's www.newyorkintegrity.com. Okay, that's my public officer law, with all of that. And you can easily review it, it's really...
Very easy. Right, okay. That's all, basically.
Okay, under new business, finally, poor Mr. Stromberg, who sat through all this.
Come on, you loved her before.
Mr. Stromberg has a very serious concern, and called me, we talked probably about an hour, and he actually has developed a potential resolution, which is only a suggestion, but I am going to allow him to read the resolution and explain why he's doing what he's doing. So I'm going to let you kind of take the floor.
Thank you very much, I appreciate that. My name is Sheldon Stromberg, I'm on Trail 6, I'm a year-round resident, I've been there for 23 years. And I want to read the statement that I passed out to you folks. And if you have any questions, I'd love to discuss it with you. If you can get any suggestions, I'd more than happy to listen to them.
Sheldon?
Yes?
Because you stand up.
For some time now, I and a number of my neighbors on Trails 6 and 7 have been concerned by what we feel is a very hazardous situation on the lake. Repeatedly, jet skis and boats pass very close to the shoreline at very high speeds. We're on the very narrow part of the lake and on the southern end. We are extremely concerned for the safety of our children swimming from our docks in front of our cottages. At a recent Meet the Candidates night, we expressed these concerns publicly. Candidates were receptive and stated that while watercraft are limited by New York State to a speed of 5 miles per hour within 100 feet of the shoreline, enforcement of the already existing law is the problem. We were encouraged to speak to the sheriff. The next day, I spoke to two sheriff's deputies. They informed me that they had never issued any speeding tickets on the lake, and neither deputy had any knowledge of any speeding tickets ever being issued on Rushford Lake. They stated that it's just too difficult to determine where 100 feet from the shoreline is. They told me that buoys placed 100 feet from the shore would be a very good idea and an excellent aid in their enforcement efforts. I then learned that existing buoys in the lake have been placed and maintained by the New York State Parks Department. I would like to point out to the board that once it is on notice of a hazardous situation within the RLRD, it is its legal, fiduciary, and moral responsibility to take all reasonable measures to mitigate the problem. Beyond the personal tragedy that could occur if all efforts to enforce existing laws are not made, a wrongful death lawsuit against the RLRD could bankrupt the lake. The RLRD has only a $2 million general liability insurance policy, and I've been told that more liability insurance is impossible to obtain. A wrongful death lawsuit could result in severe financial consequences not only for the RLRD, but for every landowner in the district, as well as the towns of Rushford and Kenny and Dio. Bearing all this in mind, I ask the commissioners to adopt the following motion. In order to aid the Allegheny County Sheriff's Department in enforcement of currently existing law and to promote safety on Rushford Lake, the RLRD board shall, in conjunction with, if possible, the Allegheny County Sheriff's Department and the towns of Rushford and Canadea, request of the New York State Parks Department and/or any other applicable state, federal, local agencies, inappropriate buoys indicating strict enforcement of a 5-mile-per-hour speed limit be placed in Rushford Lake 100 feet from the shoreline at 300-foot intervals in Area H in the vicinities of Trails 6 and 7, and any other areas to be deemed hazardous due to boaters exceeding the speed of 5 miles per hour within 100 feet of the shoreline. I'm asking for it in the areas of Trails 6 and 7 because I sit out on my porch. That's where I see it. I'm assuming that there's problems elsewhere. I don't know. I don't presume to speak for other areas of the lake. But in areas, it's a major problem. And Dave mentioned he doesn't let his kids swim off the deck on weekends.
Well, on weekends.
Right? On weekends. I'm afraid the problem's on weekends. Although, it's always going in the weekends.
I just want to note that you were in the office last week.
Right.
It was right after the...
Meet the candidates
night. You were in the office, and I did call the sheriff.
Right.
Right in front of you, Lionel was there. I spoke with the sheriff, and I told him to start to issue tickets. I said, once the word gets around, once the word gets around, and he agreed, so now we're going to find out in the upcoming weeks.
It's great, but the sheriff, I believe, is here 8 hours a week.
No, I understand.
And if we could have, you know, when you go on the roads, there's speed limit signs on the roads, you know,
right.
I think it's great. I hope he, you know, hands out some tickets. But if the buoys are there, we were at a meeting at Kathy's house last night, and a boater was there, and I mentioned this problem. He had no idea that it was a 5-mile-an-hour speed limit within 100 feet of shore, and that's statewide. And so if the buoys are there, people in addition would know. I think it's a problem people don't know, and then there's some who don't care. But at least they would know, and it would help the sheriff. And when the sheriff isn't there, they're still on notice that that's a problem. And so I worded this, and it's been worded any way you'd like, something along these lines. If you could make a request, I don't know what the Parks Department would do, but it would be first staff at least. My concern is, I didn't know that there had been any deaths on the lake. And someone was, Megan told me a number of years ago, it was some kids boating at a time and a place they shouldn't have been. Frankly, if they were following the law at that time, they might be alive. And now I've got grandchildren on the way, I'm getting older, I get more concerned about this kind of stuff, and it's time to stop it.
I just want to bring up, because Sheldon called me in advance, I went to the Canadea Town Board meeting because he had suggested this would have much more clout with the state if we could get the two towns to write a letter of support for us. So I went to the Canadea Town Board meeting last night and talked with the board members. They are, and I spoke to them even ahead of us doing this because they don't meet in August and I wanted their approval. They are willing to write a letter of support, but they want us to specifically designate the areas where we want the buoys. Now, while I was there, Doug Crandall, who has a bed and breakfast over on Dam Road, was there, and he said also over there, maybe Janet can add to that, that there is a bad problem over there. It's a narrow area where they're speeding.
Do you mind his bed and breakfast? He said
over by his area. I don't know what he was talking about unless he just wanted buoys put up.
Well, the dam
area.
He's
not down there then.
Yeah, maybe in the dam, but it doesn't really affect anybody and most people slow down once they get into the dam.
Why he said in his area was a problem.
Maybe someone down below has an issue. Maybe people's jet ski or water skiers turning in the cove. Maybe they come too close to shore. He may be hearing something from down below.
Well, where Sheldon is, it's very narrow.
The lake is about 600 feet there. Mm-hmm. If this was, and I learned recently, and I did not know this, it seems to us there's a ton of boats down there. Where I was saying to the jet, not saying to them, then why don't the jet skis go up to the wide part of the lake? And I was told by a boater, it's windy up there. They like the calm area. It's like we're on Sheridan Drive or Transit Road on a Saturday or Sunday. And it's
stay in the middle.
In the middle is bad enough, but at least they're far from the shore.
And nobody's going to get a winch or people aren't lightning.
It still happened, but I feel kind of do what we can. And while we can't get more, I don't mean to put it on a money basis, but that's also important. If we can't get more insurance, that's one thing, but at least we could, now hopefully we wouldn't even have to pay, the state would pay for it. But if we get to pay for it, well, rather than getting more insurance, which we can't get, maybe put some money towards preventing an accident that we get sued for.
Who else would like to add a comment about this?
Me.
Okay.
My thoughts on this is that I don't have a problem with the concept, but I think that if we're going to contact the Parks Department, they would be better able to tell us how many feet intervals. I mean, you're making a suggestion.
You're right. Like I said, this is a suggestion.
Well, let's not put that in there. Let the contact the Parks Department, see what their recommendation is. The question then would be, are we looking at both sides of the lake down at that particular end? I mean, they're requesting on trails six and seven sides.
I'm going to say this changes to a designated intervals in any areas deemed hazardous due to boating. Take that whole trail and H and six and seven out.
Kathy, the other side of the lake, again, it's very close. I think it's a problem, but just as the police can't tell how far it is, when I'm sitting on the west side of the lake, I see things that look very close to the shore on the east side, but I can't say that it's within 100. I guess that's my question.
Do we know?
If you already asked my judgment, yeah, but I can't say with certainty. In front of my cottage, I know because between my dock and a floating ramp, I mean, they're both within about 15 feet of the shore, but there's 50 feet between them. So if you double that, I have a pretty good idea where 100 feet out is. And it's out a lot farther.
The thing is how to determine all of the hazardous areas.
You know,
that's my question. How do we begin to determine it? We've got one
that we know of. Right.
And so,
but we know they're not
that done. But
Greaves area at the inside.
I just don't think they'll spend the money.
You know, in Hillcrest, where you go around the inside of the leg. Everyone cuts that so close. I mean, they ought to be way out. They have to be 10 feet off their docks.
Someone just mentioned they think the state can spend the money.
And actually, I'm in the first bay out of Canning Via Creek. It's probably only 300 feet apart. And that's where all the skiers come in and turn around. And trust me, I yell at my wife for almost taking me out of the deck.
Sheldon,
there's somebody in the back who's had their hand up. I can't see them. Sandy, stand up, please.
Sue Jarosz and Sandy.
That's what you had mentioned.
Right. The inside there, I do it myself. Sue Jarosz.
Sue?
About 6 years ago, we put a sign up on Mr. Hawk's break wall, and it said 5 miles per hour, and we're right on Trail 5. And when that 5 miles per hour sign was up, people almost sped up on purpose, just to in your face kind of thing. So Mr. Hawk asked us to take that sign down, which we did, but we have... Off our end of our dock, we have a large interchange. I'm sure you've all seen that. It's pretty big. We sit in that tube at the end of our dock. And I kid you not, people come within 10 to 15 feet of us sitting there.
That's what we had to do. We had to put it in.
And it's, they don't even care. We're sitting in it, and they come right up. So there's a lot of hazards. I mean, if you're going to include 6 and 7, include 5, because we're in really bad shape also.
Someone at the table, I believe, mentioned it might be difficult to get the state to pay for it. Boys are about $100 each, to pay for it. And I understand that. And my feeling is, why enforcement is important. And even if we could only do a small area, we can't do the whole lake. It's probably financially, aesthetically, I don't know. But if you could do a small area to give the sheriff a tool to work with, he's the one who said, not the sheriff, the deputy said, if we knew where the 100 feet was, give them a tool to work for. If a small area, I'd rather hit a whole lake, but if a small area has the buoys up, at least a small area, boaters on the lake are going to be aware of a speed limit, at least in certain areas, and van combined with some tickets, and say to the state, let's start this way and see if we get a result. And then if that solves the problem in that area, and then there's a hazardous waste area somewhere else, go to the state the next year and say, worked here, let's do the west side of Lakewood.
And have a benchmark for 100 feet.
Excuse me?
And have a benchmark for 100
right,
feet.
Yeah.
Because people don't know what it is.
Well, that's why I'd like the buoys placed at 100 feet.
Right.
Janet.
I just want to say, I've been coming to these meetings 7, 8, 9 years, whatever it is. The sheriffs, I really like the current sheriff that comes. However, they only give us so many hours on the lake, which is even less now than what he promised last year. And I'm not putting him down. They only have so much manpower to give us. We've asked them to increase tickets over the past, what, 4 or 5 years. There might have been 2. There might be more. And they were going to report to the board as to what their ticketing is. Have they done that at all?
They did last
year.
They did.
Once,
yes, he did.
Maybe.
After last season.
Well, I'm just saying, this is all makes very common sense, especially putting boys. While having come to these meetings for all these years, the Parks Department pretends they don't know anything about boys. The DEC doesn't know about boys. I'm just saying, you have an uphill battle just to get one boy.
We know that. I understand, but
we
my feeling is, let's start.
He's freshly retired and can't wait.
If we can get the towns on board, maybe the sheriff might be a little bit more receptive. Maybe not, I'm not depending on the sheriff.
I think he's doing his best. It's just that he won't.
I gotta say, that's why I like the boys there, even when he's not there. If he's not giving tickets out, it will help to some degree.
But we've been through that issue of getting boys.
What's been the result? I want to know.
Well, we have a few of them.
There are not here.
I got a suggestion.
My suggestion as a board, that the problem is brought to our attention, and our next step is that we contact the New York State Parks Department of people that put up the buoys, that we have a conversation with them and include the sheriff with them, with that conversation. Mm-hmm. So the sheriff can express what issues they feel would be helpful on the lake, mm-hmm. so that we get the input of the sheriff. We have this input of one area that we know is difficult. The sheriff may
have other suggestions.
Because this has been brought out publicly, other people may then write and say, you know, mm-hmm. I've got a problem in my area also. Mm-hmm. And that we as a board then sit down with the sheriff and the Parks Department and come up with a plan.
And I think that would be great if we could
plan be implemented
preliminarily on the 7th, maybe. Is that too soon?
That's too soon. I think you should wait to August because they're not going to put any buoys in this year. So our plan would be that our goal, and this might be something we want to add to our comprehensive plan, that one of our goals would be that this 100-foot designation in certain areas of the lake would be done by the spring of 2010.
I think that's great, but I want to see us moving on this when we've still got water in the lake. Because once that water goes, you don't conceptualize.
Well, let's see if we can get something together by the late August. Because remember, your 7th is your reorganization meeting.
I know.
And I think you're putting a lot in that.
All right.
I want to thank all of you, Millie. You've all had some input in it. I've talked to a number of you. Sorry, it doesn't. I appreciate it.
Thank you for your hard work on this. We really appreciate it, and I think it's long overdue.
Thank you.
So, all right. So this will be put back on the agenda for the August 28th.
What I'm saying is we can look towards seeing if we can have a meeting prior to that.
Okay.
But don't try to have a meeting with all these people before August 7th.
All right. And I would like people from the audience who are here, if you've seen a problem in your area, would you just jot it down on a 3x5 card and give it to Rhonda? Because
I can tell you right now, the boat launch area and all up and down Belton Beach.
There you go. I think, like Sheldon said, we're going to have to narrow it down. But certainly if we could give parks an indication of where the worst problems are, we can start there and then go beyond. But you're right. I think the boat launch area, I think the narrow areas of the lake ought to be looked at first. All right, I need a motion that we proceed with this.
I'll make that motion.
Okay.
I'll second it, whatever that motion is.
The motion was that we proceed with contacting the New York State Parks Department and the sheriff to to conduct...
And the towns.
And the towns.
I've already contacted the DEP.
Well, I think the towns may not participate, they'll just give us this letter. We're contacting, so that we contact the Parks Department and the sheriff and representatives, if not the whole board, representatives for the board, sit down with them.
So it's a coordinated effort.
Coordinated effort to do a safety...
Do you want a date?
I'd like to see some kind of coordination of a meeting by the 28th so we can report.
And maybe we could even meet ahead or behind, or it doesn't have to be...
I mean, a lot of it's going to be if the Parks and the sheriff's schedule. So the goal would be to try to have this meeting before the 28th, if possible.
See what Parks and what the sheriff, and it would be Chris Finnamore, when we can get together.
And it's on the schedule for the 7th, the organization, because it's for the society.
Yeah.
So you're seconding that?
Yes.
Yes. All in favor?
Aye.
That's your name.
Debbie, can I just go back to 205 for one minute?
I don't know. No, we're going to proceed on.
I'll
vote it. Yeah, you're going to have to wait. All right, where's that? I lost my agenda. What's that?
Generator maintenance.
Yes, generator maintenance. Did Bill give us this?
Yes.
Okay, so...
From Bill.
Looks like you have to sign this, send this in if you're in agreement with it.
Okay.
Maintenance contract for $641.77. And then they give the hourly rate for any kind of work.
And they've been doing this?
Yes, yeah, yep.
There is one thing I'd like to talk about.
Go ahead.
This might sound far-fetched. From their intakes, they're outside on that building. Pretty in. And I really don't know what kind of protection they have for mice building nests in those pipes that go into that engine. Whether there's possibly you can get in or not, or just plug up an air intake, or you can plug up an exhaust out of the engine.
Or a bird.
Huh? Or a bird.
Or a bird, right.
Can't you have mesh or something?
Well, I'd like to know all the stuff that's there. I had to physically check that myself. Otherwise, I'd have a problem.
Can we get a note to Bill?
Bill's the question. I would assume
the installation first.
Do we have Bill's sign this, or should it be a board chairperson's sign this?
I don't know. Who should sign this?
I think it's a board chairperson.
Well, I need your opinion.
I make a motion that our board chairperson agree and accept this, and a additional note be sent to Bill Sikorsky to contact the company about Gene's concern with rodents.
Rodents coming in.
Air intake.
Into the air intake.
But there's no way possible that air intake can be plugged up.
Can be plugged up. So that's the motion.
I'll second it.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right, finance.
No, me.
No,
I got it.
Education.
Oh, education.
You guys may absolutely think I'm off the wall on this, but I've probably everybody here has had the TV on lately, has seen this Zig Ziglar Get Motivated thing, and it's $19.
It is wonderful.
$19. I would like to suggest that all of our board members and our employees, which includes the dam, or the, well, the honor, but the launch attendees, or it's $20 for us to do this. And there's leadership, negotiation, motivation of things that I think are probably good for this board. And it's one day, you can go to however long it is. I just think it's a great idea. So you guys, I will go.
I can't all go to this because I have to go down long.
And all of these guys are...
We have money in our account for training.
Should I make a motion? make a motion that, I'd like to make a motion that the board pay the $19 for board members and employees at their will be allowed to do this. So it's a $20, $19.99 expenditure, and I will chair that one. Should it need a chair.
Is there a second? All in favor?
Aye.
I think that's great. Is there a deadline, though, to tell them how many are coming?
No, but I'll put it out.
Okay.
We just had to do it, and then I think it's a common rule.
Okay, now there's a new one.
No, one more thing. We got this note from Rhonda that says that August 7th, this room is not available for our use.
Yes.
And my concern is that downstairs is very small. You can see we have a capacity crowd tonight. I expect we will have the same on the 7th because it's our reorganization meeting. Is there a possibility that we could use the Canadia Town Hall or another? We're not going to pick downstairs.
No, how about the school?
Or the school?
You have to pay for the school. You got to pay for it. The conservation, $50 or something to pay for their cleaning, or $75 these days. The Conservation Club possibly, but they sort of want money for rental also, but they might do it.
What about the town hall in Canada?
That's a good idea.
It's a good idea, but I'm not sure it'll hold everything.
Or the fire hall.
It's pretty small.
Is it pretty, okay.
That's smaller.
Is the fire hall got a big space?
What fire hall? Ours.
Rushford Fire Hall, does that?
They can pull a chair out, they can pull a truck out and put chairs up for it.
Well.
And we can always make a donation.
Okay, so the question is who is going to take responsibility to find us another space to meet on the 7th? Rhonda, it looks like you're nominated.
She's the only one in the office all the time. Did you have an objection?
Me?
Yeah.
No.
Or Terry. What about the fire hall?
Does anyone out there have a suggestion of a building in?
He just said St. Mary's Church or something.
Where's that?
In the basement, across from the school.
Well, just even with sanctuary.
Bible house.
Actually, your Canadia Town Hall is almost as big.
What do you think? I think it's too small. You can try it. It's better than nothing.
That stage forward, it's at least that big.
They'd have, well, they could set up a standing room or up.
We need to, like, do this quick so that we can put a public notice in on the change of meeting place.
Rhonda, what about the Bible house right across from the school? That's big enough, that's for sure.
What about the Grange? Is that usable?
No, is it Grange? It looks that way. Way big enough.
Well, I think we need to find a place within the next week.
I'll work with it.
So that we can put this up.
Yes,
we need to move on it because we need to put it in the paper and post it as many places as we can post it.
And it should be big enough to.
So, and let the audience know that we are going to be moving to some other place, so check with the office.
Canadia Town Hall does say it fits 99.
Well, it probably would be big enough.
That would be the easiest.
All right, we can try that. Yeah. See if we can get the, start with that first, Canadia Town Hall. It did say, I looked last night and it said.
That's what we were just saying, the Grange,
oh, I'm sorry.
But we're not sure.
Yeah.
Start with Canadia Town Hall and work from there.
Town Hall, like, use our office to be able to connect with it?
Yeah, we probably should.
The Rushford Town Board would like to use the RLRD office August 10th for their meeting. I move that we allow them to do that since they allow us to use their meeting.
All in favor?
Aye.
Now can we move to finance?
Yep.
Okay.
I'll pass around. I've made a list of the things that I've paid for, very minor stuff since the last meeting. As far as the budget is concerned, on August the 7th, I'll do some projections, just projecting some modest pay increase, you know what I mean, just doing what I think we might end up doing. But
but the thing that you people, after I do that, I'll bring that in, then you can more intelligently discuss the tax assessment and things like that. I plan on sending a list to Bill Sikorsky of the items that I know of that we're intending to do on the dam, and I'll put down what we estimated the cost to be, and just see if he has any more ideas.
Excellent.
Okay.
I think that's a good move.
So that's, so be prepared to discuss major expenditures, tax assessment, and any other thing you can think of that you want to put in the budget.
Thank you, Phil. All right, I guess, are we down to open forum? And I know we don't want to go into midnight tonight, so again, I will limit it to 2 minutes tonight, gang. Okay. That agreeable with you? Okay, all right. Okay, let's start front row and we'll just go right down. Okay, yes.
I just wanted to ask Mr. Schwimmer, how far from shore are your kids swimming?
My deck is about 12 feet from shore. They'll jump off the end, so maybe 15, and it's a problem. But nevertheless, New York State law is 100 feet. I'd like to give, my feeling is, if we enforce, try and enforce 100, if someone is trying to get away with something, maybe they'll only come 80 or 70, I've still got some. Because I don't want to enforce 30 feet, because my kids are only at 20.
Can you estimate 5 miles an hour?
No, but the sheriff could with a radar gun.
But there is a law that if you're out too far in a lake, you have to have a boat with you.
Oh, yeah, no, I don't like that.
No, you're not out there.
No, 15 feet, maybe 5 feet off of that. But that's how close the boat comes.
Cheryl?
No.
No.
In the back?
You know, Dave Hirsch is not, he's tired of hearing from me. But I left a letter that was sent from the Lake District to the Youngs 4 years ago. And each one of the commissioners has gotten one there to read. And he doesn't want to drag us out, but nothing is settled.
Well, actually, the doctor made...
Let me just finish.
Okay, go ahead.
And I think that Mr. Young admitted in the last meeting that he knows that the place that's to be. The motion of granting the stop was moving, and the motion was made and not voted. It was already voted on 4 years ago when everything was investigated thoroughly at that time. So that's what stands. That motion and that non-vote is not a legal motion. So all I'm asking is that I'm not asking for a determination. I'm asking for an enforcement of that letter.
For the stuff to be ground.
The hoist has to be moved.
The hoist has to be moved.
It slipped for 4 years, David, as you know, because they promised that they were going to build a new dock and break wall and move the hoist. The tree has been cut and so forth. The other people have had to remove those. And as that letter states, that there has to be a decent tree put in the place of where the one that was cut down. That's what that letter says.
Okay, are you done then, Doc?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we were out there the other day. We were on another inspection, actually. Dave was there. I'm not sure, Mike Holmes, if you were there or not.
You get that.
We looked at the tree. The stuff, you can't even see. It's like it's all grown up around it. The bush didn't look bad to us at all. It didn't look bad to me. Okay? And as far as the dock is concerned, the lift, I cannot determine if it's 4 foot, 5 foot.
He made a decision for you, David. He told you that he knows that hoist is he had some verbal agreement with his name. Well, that doesn't hold any water.
I don't know, but I'll tell you what. I'm going to do it one more time. I'm going to take the dock committee out there.
It's already been decided.
I cannot determine. I was out there. If that lift is 4 foot, 3 foot, 5 foot, 6 foot,
I cannot. He's already told you that he knows that it's not right.
Dale, are you, you stay on there? 3 inches. Or maybe 3 inches.
That's more than that.
Did you already request Doc to do a survey to prove to you where the line is?
I mean, I cannot determine by eye.
Right, you told Doc to get a surveyor in there and...
That's what we brought up, that if you're going to get a survey, it's got to be an independent survey by the lake board. That was done and brought up when you brought up the thing about the Hutton that you wanted a survey down there. That has to be ordered by the board and paid for by the board if you wanted another survey.
I just, I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to take the document with my phones.
Are you ignoring the
I'm not ignoring your question, but I'm going to have them take a look at it, and if we all determine it should be surveyed, if they think it's that close, then we will have it surveyed. But I'll tell you, if we're going to come up with a determination on our own, and if we think it should be surveyed, we will have it surveyed. If not, I'm going to just wash it away, but you can make a decision. I'm just being perfectly honest with you. Unless you want to pay for the survey.
Have all the commissioners seen the letter that was sent to the owners? Have they read the letter?
The letter from back, it was back 4 years ago, I believe it was.
We know why it hasn't moved anywhere, because they keep promising every fall.
I remember that it did say, it did state that the lift should be moved, okay?
The letters, there are copies right on your desk.
My question is we didn't see it 4 years ago. So how
I didn't see it 4 years ago.
If it's been moved by,
or not. Your board
by August 7th is the next meeting, right? August 7th? We will do the inspection. I'll take everyone out there. Commissioners, would you like to all join us one day? I'll take all the commissioners.
Let us know what it's going on.
I'm just... Pardon me?
Let us know what it's going on.
All right. We will go, everyone on this board will go out there. I'll take the doc committee, and we're going to resolve this one way or the other so we can all make it what we determine.
He's told you he already knows that it's not right.
I don't know if he knows if it's right or not. How do I know if he's right?
He just said it. He said it 2 weeks ago.
Let's go.
Okay.
Now we determine.
I'll make a motion that we re-inspect it.
Go ahead and do it.
Just go ahead and do it.
All right, we'll just go ahead and do it.
Next gentleman. Deb had a little ladies room. She asked me to go home. Do you have any questions, comments?
We attended a meeting a couple of weeks ago on Hutton's Bay, and they told us that we were having a meeting tonight, a formal meeting. 3.5 hours later, not one word mentioned about what's going on.
We met with attorneys in executive session.
But they told us that we would have an informal meeting here on this date, and here 3.5 hours later, not one thing mentioned. We don't know what's happening.
Okay.
Actually, you have to speak for a second. We started to meet with our attorney on it. We didn't finish. We did get about maybe not even half covered tonight. And then Brad was supposed to be first, and after due to the fact that Debbie called and said she was going to be late, we moved Hutton's Bay ahead of Brad, and then we had to stop because Brad had he had something going on. So we did get about halfway through the Hutton's Bay issue, and we were thinking,
there's no decision that's been made.
Our attorney is working on a couple different resolutions.
This was supposed to be a meeting for us.
But not, I understand. And not it didn't. I know. I understand. I apologize. I really do. But our next meeting, I don't know if our attorney is going to be present. But right now, nothing has been done, and there has been nothing has been resolved.
It's been 2 years. This is ridiculous.
I understand.
Let them go. Let them take us to court. Whatever they got to do. Yeah. I mean, let's get this thing over.
Well, we.
That's right.
Doesn't cost you a thing.
That's right.
The only thing right. No sweat off from your brow. It doesn't cost you a thing. We're trying to resolve this out of court. You wouldn't care if we went to court anyway because you don't pay for it. We're trying to resolve this in a manner. We're trying to resolve this in a manner that no one possibly will be hurt. And we are trying our best. I'm just telling you the truth. And our attorney, we're meeting with our attorney, and hopefully no one will be hurt. That's all I can say. And I feel very positive, but that's all I can tell you at this point. Okay? You want to answer it again?
Are we ready to move on?
We're ready to move on.
Okay.
I have a question about the tree policy. And this isn't my problem, but it's a problem that's somewhere else. And I think, Dave, you may have actually talked to them down on Trail 4. There's a tree over on Trail 5. It's on district property. It was damaged. And I don't, maybe they even took care of it by now. Okay. But it's leaning. It's on district property. Now, you have this policy where trees can't get cut unless we get permission when it's on district policy. Here's a situation where you got a tree on one person, it's on district property in the front, on the frontage of another landowner, but that tree is dangerously close to causing damage to properties of other people. Whose responsibility to cut that down? I'm not involved in it, and I don't really care. I just, where, if there is an unsafe tree situation on district property, does the district take the responsibility to cut it down?
No, don't take it. It's actually the person who has the use of that property. That's the way it's been. The district has never denied to my knowledge.
Okay, so my tree on my lake frontage, your tree on my lake frontage, is dangerously, precariously close to falling over on my neighbor's dock and boat. You're not responsible at all. I'm still responsible. I can't cut it down without your permission.
Well, if it's a dangerous situation, what I would tell you, if that tree is ready to go down, take some photographs and cut it down. If it's an emergency where some property is going to get damaged, this is what I would say.
But the district owns the tree, right? The district owns the tree. Does the district have any procedures or policies in place that if there's something you're aware of on your property, to just hire a tree guy and take it down?
No. Okay. No, because is it you're the caretaker of that property. In front of you. We give you the right to use it, and you agree to take care of it.
Okay. But when people cut it down, then you tell them they can't use the property.
Right. If it's a dangerous situation, believe me, this board would never, ever penalize anyone for cutting down a tree.
It's not one tree, Maggie. It's when 7 or 9 are cut. I know. It doesn't matter if it's 1 or 10. It's policy is the policy, so follow it. You know, just trying to determine what it is. So it's still the... Okay. What if the property owner... What if it's one on the line and it just falls? It's not my tree. Would my insurance be liable to pay it? I doubt it. It's not my tree.
Yeah.
You might want to consider where your responsibility lies in something like that. Anybody else in June's? Next, Judy? Anybody else? Dale?
I do, Deb.
Okay.
This kind of comes under miscellaneous good of the district. Being a volunteer, active volunteer fireman for 36 years, you acquire a lot of knowledge, and the more you learn, the more you don't know in firematics. You have a situation right now. We have in this county hazmat teams. We have hazardous situation teams. We have high angle rescue teams. In fact, I was involved years ago with a high angle rescue of a dog that had gone over the dam, the spillway, and we did a high angle rescue of that dog, and we saved him. You are about to go into dam safety, and I'm asking the board if you would contact either Sheriff Tompkins or County Coordinator Paul Gallman and involve his hazmat teams, because you may come on a situation where two dam operators have been poisoned by carbon monoxide down in the hole, and you may need those trained guys to go down search and rescue. And you got a perfect opportunity right now. You got guys that are coming in to train your dam operators. There should be some rescue guys trained also.
Well, we could have a class up to 15 people. So
good.
It's a very good. I think that's a very good idea. So that there would be people in case they did need help.
We might even find there are good firemen on the lake, and if this were out, could get out so that we could have this training to help in the situation of search and rescue. And I don't know if anybody realizes it, but that's quite a hole.
I think that's a very good idea, Dale. I really do. I think it would be great for, if there ever was a problem. Like I said, if we do choose this company, we get about 15 people for the same price.
Good.
And we only have like 4 or 5 people. So I think that's very good.
When we get this in place and we accept it, I'll call Paul. I can get some of these people back here, okay? Jenny, I can't see back there. Grace? Okay, Jenny?
Yeah, if I can add on to what Mr. Young said, I'm also an assistant chief in Springville. You're supposed to have a confined space rescue plan, which if your designated rescue agent is the volunteer fire department, they need to be trained to.
Okay.
That's what you could say.
We better get a hold of the fire chief here. Well, Canyadea, yeah. Canyadea and Rushford. Both. Anybody else in that that I haven't? Yes.
Can I just ask about policy? When someone writes a letter to the board and is not the example is our draft. Mr. Hawk wrote a letter asking for certain requests. It involved our dock space as well as Hansford's, and none of us were notified that that was even, that any letter had come to you at the board. How would we have known that that was even an issue? Don't you think that a letter should have been sent to anybody that it involved? I mean, it doesn't seem fair that somebody can ask you for something and we don't know about it. We can't defend ourselves or we can't even ask a question.
I agree.
We were totally ignorant of this whole thing. I mean, it would be, I think as a board, a letter should have been sent to us to notify us that there was an issue coming up that pertained to
us. That's a good point.
You should have been notified. Yeah, you absolutely should. We ran into the same thing tonight in the executive session.
Yeah, but you didn't rescind it. You just tabled it. It should actually be rescinded.
No, we ran into the same situation with them. I actually, and I don't know where this is, I think when somebody is doing a permit, and maybe we should add it, and when somebody's property is going on the agenda, that the neighboring properties should just be advised.
Well, I thought that was policy.
Well, from now on out, we'll make sure.
It hasn't. We haven't been following that, but we...
Where was that policy?
And Ron, I'm sorry. I don't want to give you more work. I know you got plenty. But I only think that's fair that anybody that involves you will...
But that's not the responsibility of the letter writer. It's the responsibility of this office.
Well, that's why we're asking for it to be rescinded.
Yeah. No, we're not going to, I don't think we're rescinding.
That's not going to happen. That's not going to happen.
Mr. Hawk.
You guys put it in place, you got to take it out.
This letter is dated September 4th, 2008, that you're referring to.
Any letter?
We don't know.
We don't know. We just heard from you that you had done it.
That's all right. And a copy went to Doc B-362 file, Jaros and Hornberger.
But a file, not to us.
Not to us personally.
Well, this is, all right, this is the way it was submitted to the board.
Well,
it
didn't,
we didn't
get it.
And it was submitted to
the board. There's more docs on that area.
So the question is, when a letter is placed in the file, then the policy should be that that letter is also sent to
all the neighbors.
To all the neighbors. Okay.
How can you put something in somebody's file, though, without them being notified?
Yeah, that's the other thing.
We're agreeing that that's what
we're agreeing. We're doing it. Okay, anybody else? Angie, anything?
I don't really have a question, and it's probably a personal thing, and perhaps I shouldn't say anything, but since I have the floor, I'm going to. When we get our meeting, you know, meet the commissioners, when you're running for an office as commissioner, I feel it's a very important position, and someone has taken a great deal of thought and care to run for this position. Whether they're actually here or they're not here. And there was a lot of criticism because one of the people who, well, I'm not going to beat around the bush, okay? Kathy was the subject of a lot of criticism. I found it rude, I found it improper, and I found it sad. And I found it a little offensive because I felt like I was a part of a community who was criticizing. And I don't feel as adults we should be doing that. And I also feel, you know, if you like her, you like her. You vote for her. If you don't, you don't. There was no need for a lot of the things being said. What made it even sadder is that her father was subject to that. And I would like to apologize to both of them for being a part of that. But my point is, in the future, when a commissioner is introducing themselves and telling the community why they want to be a part of helping settle things, it should only be focused on that. Personal comments should be left out, and that should be noted right at the beginning of that meeting. You got a personal comment, keep it to yourself. Deal with it some other place. You know, so I'm sorry.
No, thank you, Angie.
You know what I mean?
Actually, this board has nothing to do with that.
I know, but we're not
the landowners who ran that, okay? I mean, we are landowners, but, and you're right, we were part of the audience, but we were not in charge of that.
Also, there was some other name calling to some other commissioners that I also found very improper and immature. You know, we're not children, we're adults. We all love the lakes. And God bless them, I wouldn't want their job. So you know what I mean?
Yes. Thank you, Angie.
I'm sorry.
Michelle and Bob, I'm sorry I didn't mean to ignore you. It's just Angie was standing up there in her bright red shirt.
Can I just ask a quick question?
Yes.
There's been a lot of talk about committees. People who are appointed to committees, what's the board's policy on those people being appointed? Does the board need to approve those appointees? Does the committee itself need to meet to approve the appointees for that committee?
Committee,
or how does it work?
Okay. Committees pretty much, as far as I have seen, Bob, is, and there's nothing in writing there.
They have to be chaired.
They have to be chaired by a board member, number one.
Okay.
After that, they serve at the will of the board. Should the board decide we don't need a committee for X, Y, and Z, that committee just gets dissolved. But it doesn't even have to be dissolved formally. It's kind of an ad hoc committee for as long as it's needed.
We don't have standing committees in it.
No.
The
discussion is how do people get
my question is about the
how do they get appointed?
Volunteer.
Do they have to Do they have to be accepted by the committee? Can anybody volunteer for
anybody can volunteer. Anybody can volunteer, and if the chairman of that particular committee agrees to it, fine.
Okay.
It's like the DOT committee.
That is the board's policy, though.
It's not a policy. It's just the way we do business. There's nothing in our policies and procedures that talks about it.
Okay.
We never had committees
until
a few years ago, and it just has with the DOT committee, for example. It's worked a lot better. It's worked a lot smoother.
Okay. But we've just seen a lot of people come and go off that committee, mm-hmm. So you're confused of who's actually on the dock inspection committee. It changes, it seems like.
I think it probably would do well from now on, because you're right, there has been a lot of people who come and go. I mean, people get other things that they have to do.
to periodically have a listing of who's on what committee. I think that would be good.
And since we're on the committee thing, you were talking about doing a dam committee. Mm-hmm. Do you have any idea when you might form that? Because we always leave it in the lap of Bill Sikorsky, mm-hmm. and that's, you know, he's great at it, he knows a lot about it, but our concern is when he did retire from the board, then everything was kind of up in the air, and it was just one person holding the whole ball of wax.
And probably to answer your question, Michelle, after the election, when we know who's on the board and who can chair, who's willing to chair that committee, then we'll go from there.
Can I say one thing?
No.
Just, I'd like to thank the DOC committee. I'd like to thank Mike Holmes, who puts in many, many hours every week. We put in hours last week, renumbering the docs. And it does take time. When we walk around, we've been walking around because there's a lot of areas I get hired to. And I'd like to thank Dave Reed also for all your help. And Bill Wickoff also was on the doc. These gentlemen put a lot of their own time into it, a lot of time they could be spending with their families.
Did you want to say anything else? Did you want to say anything else? Okay. Anybody else who I might have missed because I can't see you?
Can I ask a question?
Yes. No. Yes. Go ahead.
Could you explain, I'm a little confused about this election, about how you said...
Okay. Let me try this again.
Because when we held the first election for the district, there were many people running for three slots. Mm-hmm. And the top vote-getter got a three-year term.
Right.
The second vote-getter got a two-year term.
Correct.
And the lowest, or the third highest vote-getter got a one-year term. So why are we...
So
why are we...
Could we all hear the response?
Yeah.
We ran into this problem back, actually it was Dean that brought this whole issue up, back in the fall when Rick resigned, the appointee of who it would be to finish out his term till the next election. So the one-year person was already designated as the Lake residence, the full-time Lake resident.
Seat.
That's been designated as full-time resident seat.
Because Rick only had 1 year left.
Right. So whoever fulfills the remainder of his term must be a full-time Lake resident. There are three people running who are full-time Lake residents. There's only one who's a seasonal. So I could not fill that seat because I'm not a full-time resident.
Right.
So it would have to go to one of the other three people that are running.
Okay.
So that would leave...
One of the other three. But once that's determined, mm-hmm. then the second highest vote-getter would get the two-year seat.
Correct.
And the highest vote-getter would get the three-year seat.
Right, correct. Correct.
Thanks. Yes. Does everybody understand?
Yeah.
Got it now.
Thank you.
I have one question. Danny here. Has there ever been a speeding ticket on this lake?
He's never gotten one.
I thought he had. They never caught him in the front of the day.
I'm sorry, Mark.
I can answer that. I played with the sheriff one day. He came out on the point, and I said, "Can you shoot me with your radar?" And he said, "Sure." So I ran at him three times and he couldn't pick it up. And I think it's because it's either fiberglass or it's stealth. It would not.
You've been chased also, and Mrs. Worth, did your son ever get a speeding ticket?
I know we tried to outrun him a few times.
I make a motion, we adjourn.
Second.
Okay. All in favor?
We are adjourned.